Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this July 20th, 2023. Have your host, James J. Maloff, here. At 3:30, we're going to talk with our friend Matt Lippert, agricultural agent with UW-Madison Extension Wood County. Right now, in studio, more good friends of ours. We have Lisa Kubis. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, James.
And Jillian Alekina.
You're getting closer
Time. That time, I got to be honest with you, Jillian, that time I was having fun with it because I knew I wasn't going to get it right.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, fair enough.
But I do appreciate you being here, Jillian. It's always good to see you. Thanks
good
a lot for being here
too.
As well, Lisa.
Yeah, thank you.
So we want to send a big thank you, of course, to our friends at Nakusa Port Edward State Bank for sponsoring the segment. Always appreciate them being a part of things here. And appreciate you two coming in studio all the time. I love being able to have people in studio. I think it makes a much better interview. And you guys could call in. We'd understand. You're coming in from Rome and everything. But thank you for being here. Appreciate it.
Yeah, it's always nice to be here in person.
I don't want to waste any time because we have a billion things to talk about here. So I just want to get out of the way and let you guys go ahead and kick things off. And it looks like we're kicking things off with this Thursday, today, literally.
Yeah, so this Thursday, and actually every Monday and Thursday, Sand Valley has started something new out at their complex. They will have live music at the Green Fire Barbecue, which is actually also their new, pretty casual restaurant. That's near their main clubhouse. So come out and try the new restaurant. Again, live music every Monday and Thursday from 6 to 9 p.m.
I've seen a couple of bands over at Sand Valley. It's a great atmosphere. It's a great place to catch some music. And the outside atmosphere of it is, of course, nice this time of year. And anything, I think you had a lot of our listeners at Sand Valley. Like, as soon as you said that, people were very like, okay, I'll do this, whatever it is.
Yeah.
It's a fun event. More great live music coming up as well.
Yeah, and I mean, this has been a mainstay in Rome for many, many years, but live music at Lake Arrowhead, Tunes on the Turn. Mm-hmm. So they're great talent out on their beautiful outdoor patio. So that's every Thursday from 5 to 8 p.m.
Another place I've seen some live music at, and also great acoustics, great area to see and to have. We love promoting our farmers markets, and we've got, of course, our friends over at the Rome Farmers Market coming up every Friday, it looks like.
Yeah, every Friday through end of September is the Rome Farmers Market, running from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., and I feel like I say this every time I'm on here, it's just a great, well-rounded market, just even if you don't go there to buy something. It's just fun to walk around and see all these booths or see all these people.
It's interesting. I heard from a listener just this week that likes to do that. She works over at the Boys and Girls Club sometimes and stuff, and she likes going to the Rapids Farmers Market, but also the one in Rome, in part because sometimes there's things at one, that, and another, and you just don't know unless you go. And her mind was, well, and it's, I always have a good time, even if I don't buy anything.
Yeah.
It's a good point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, come out and have lunch. There's, again, live music through the whole market.
Well, and any opportunity to support our ag industry, our vendors that work so hard on this and such, it's always a good place, always a good idea. Mm-hmm. Going on this Friday as well, this one sounds pretty interesting, Draft Sunset Hike.
Yeah, so Draft is our local hiking and biking club, and they have a schedule of some really cool events this summer. So this Friday, there is a sunset hike at the Wisconsin River Power Company Trail, which, if the listeners are unfamiliar, that is the trail on the Lake Peatonwell shoreline.
Yeah, yeah.
So just a beautiful stretch of beach. So if you'd like to come and join the hike, meet up at the Apache Lane parking lot, which is just south of the Oar.
Mm-hmm.
And that's from 7 to 8:30 p.m.
Boy, any chance to get outside, we're taking it. And something like this is such a fun event. I know how many hikers we have out there. That's going to be a really nice event.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This sounds very interesting and like one of the funnest, most interesting events I've ever heard of in my life. This next one coming up. Tell me about this whole Hoozle second annual Rise to Music thing. This sounds like a fascinating idea.
Yeah, I know, right?
Two on the nose? Was I two on the nose? On that one? We love this one.
Yeah. So normally, Hoozles will have their annual Rise to Music running weekly, I believe. Mm-hmm. Don't quote me.
Yeah, that's
June
the first
through July.
One was.
But this time, they decided to change it up a little. And instead of having it weekly, on Thursday, July 27th from 5:30 to 10, they will have their six contestants compete all in one night. Mm-hmm. The fans actually helped determine the winner. Mm-hmm. And using the website voxvote.com, the audience, along with their celebrity guest judge, Derek Jones, mm-hmm. will vote for their favorite performance. And then the musician who gets the most votes at the end of the night will be crowned the second annual Hoozles Rise to Music champion.
We're very, very excited about this. Mm-hmm. We've talked about it almost every day. We're looking forward to this. A big shout out to Derek Jones being a part of this. And, of course, you out there. We can't do this without you. We need you there to vote. We need you there to help these musicians continue to chase down their dream. The first place prize is incredible. There's a lot of great parts of it. We're going to bring the top three acts onto our morning show on WFHR and on WIRI. I'm going to invite them on Director's Cut. Really, anywhere they want to be, they'll be able to show up.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of great prizes. I encourage you to check out hoozlesrisemusic.com or their Facebook page for more information. But one of the coolest things to me about this event is the winner will have a year-paid residency at Hoozles at the Lakes. Mm-hmm. And you talk to any artist, any musician, one of the biggest things they're looking for is, where's my next gig? Where am I going to be performing next? You tell me for a year I get to perform, and at that location with that, you know, whew, that's a nice deal right
yeah.
there. Big shout out to everybody a part of this one. It's going to be a really fun event. We will meet you there next Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be doing a live broadcast, too, from there, too. So we're looking forward to that. Saturday, July 29th, comedy show? Is
yes.
that what I'm seeing?
Yeah, comedy show. That'll be at Lake Sherwood Lodge from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Featuring Kevin, if I butcher your name, mm-hmm. Kevin Kahak mm-hmm. and Mike Marvel, who both have been seen slash heard on Showtime, Pandora, Spotify, The Bob and Tom Show, mm-hmm. so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets are $10 and can be purchased at Lake Sherwood Lodge or Bar. So you can either stop on in or call 715-325-2636 for more info.
And if you need that phone number again, I'm sure you can reach out to our friends at Visit Rome and they'll get that to you.
Mm-hmm.
These are two like really good comedians who tour the whole country doing this.
Yeah.
There is nowhere in the country you can get that show for $10. Like that, there's no way. Those are two high profile comedians who can charge a good paycheck. I guarantee you that $10 is because them and the good people at Lake Sherwood wanted it to be affordable for people. Because they could easily charge more than that. And the fact that they're not is telling you that they, along with the talent, decided, hey, we want people to be able to come to this. We want people able to laugh, have a good time. A shout out to all of them for that. That's going to be a really good night. August 4th got a real special one coming up.
Yeah, this one is really, really special. So the Art Stevenson and High Water, which is a bluegrass, awesome bluegrass band, is playing at the Alex C. Dove Memorial Concert. So that's scheduled for August 4th from 5 to 8 p.m. in the Rome Town Center Park. No guarantees, but we're really working hard to have this be the first concert at the new Rome Band Shell.
I didn't want to bring it up. I was going to ask off air. I wasn't going
to
bring it up.
I'm probably not supposed to say this, but the contractors are working hard to get it done.
Shout out to them.
The first concert.
Mm-hmm.
Also, our friends from Up North Brewing Company will be unveiling some of their beer there.
Ooh, nice.
That is going to be our new microbrewery in Rome.
Very cool.
They don't open till September, but they're going to be previewing some of their beers at the concert.
Yeah.
Also, there will be raffles, food trucks, mm-hmm. other beverages. Mm-hmm. So grab your lawn chairs and blankets and come out and enjoy the wonderful concert for really a wonderful cause.
We have such a great, amazing area that loves supporting and does support so many of these kind of organizations. And we here and you out there understand how important the Alex C. Dove Foundation is and the great work that they've done with that. Going into this concert, this is one of the things that I think we do better than most in this area. We want to raise some funds. We want to raise some awareness for something. but we also want to have a good time while we're doing it. We could do both. We could do both. And we have plenty of evidence of that. And this event is going to be another one of those ones where we're raising attention to these great people, the work that they're doing, and the great foundation that they have, helping people that we may not even know yet who are going to be able to use that house and everything.
Yep. Yep.
And having a good time while we're at it. That's the Midwest way, baby. That's how we do it. Right? It's going to be a very, very fun event. Looking forward to that one. Saturday, August 5th. I can't believe we're already talking about August.
Yeah.
What happened to July? Has anybody seen July? What happened to it? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
August 5th, we have guided bike tours coming up.
Yeah. So at Sandhill Wildlife Area, there will be about a 10-mile bike ride through the area. So if you've ever been there and you kind of wanted to take your time and see it at a slower pace, This is definitely an event you want to go to. Sandhill's own natural resources educator, Quinn Brownell, will be leading it. This is his word, or their words, not mine, a semi-challenging bike ride because of the length. So definitely bring your bike, sunscreen, water, snacks. Don't get dehydrated.
Yes.
The class is limited to 20 participants, and pre-registration is required before August 2nd, along with a $5 registration fee.
This is a great event. Now, Quinn really knows what they're talking about, and that's a great to have there as well. The guided bike tour is something a little different. I don't think that we see that very often. So it's going to be one of those things that people can really get into and have an enjoy with. And we know, especially if you got the Visit Rome newsletter, which I encourage everybody to sign up for. I have. I just received it, I think, just in the last bit of time here, actually, which is always funny to me when I get it when you guys are here with me. Mm-hmm. I love when that happens.
Yeah.
But we know Rome is one of the homes in Wisconsin for motorsports and for biking and all this. I encourage you to check this out and mark the date, Saturday, August 5th. On that same day, draft bike ride. Got that coming up.
Yeah, in the afternoon of August 5th from 2 to 4 p.m. Again, Draft is our local hiking and biking club. They've organized a casual, it's a 14-mile bike ride from Nakusa to Bee's Tap House in Wisconsin Rapids. So if you're interested in that bike ride, meet at the Sacred Heart Church of Nakusa at 2 p.m. And again, the trip will be to Bee's Tap House, probably for a refreshment and a snack, and then make their way back to Nakusa.
I don't know if they worked it out this way or not, but I happen to notice these are both bike-involved events on the same day, but one ends at 1, the other one kicks up at 2. Whether they designed it that way or not, I love that it worked out that way.
Sure.
That is pretty cool. And maybe your Saturday is busy in the morning and you have time in the afternoon, or vice versa, or what have you, so you can take in both of these events because they're both great and both helping support some really important stuff.
Yeah.
Tuesday, August 8th, Gather by the Gazebo, one of our favorite events in Rome.
So the third and final one of this summer, at least, will be kicking off, like you said, Tuesday, August 8th, from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. That's presented by our friends at Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Bring your lawn chair or blanket and just enjoy some live music in the park.
Yeah.
Food will be available to purchase from Chatterbox Catering. Mm. Sometimes some of their season sponsors are out there too. Mm. So like Coldwell Banker, Advantage Realtor, Rome Away From Home Vacation Lodges, Key Savings Bank. So Rome is kind of a home for live music, and this is definitely no exception.
The event, the only issue I have with Gather by the Gazebo is that we have not figured out how to do it in the winter. We probably won't, but I want more of these. I love this event, and I know I'm not alone. I got a lot of friends in the Rome area and the Coosa area that come out for it and everything. We want you to meet us there, and if you haven't been to an event, don't take my word for it. Come on down to the event and see what's so much fun about it, because you are going to have a good time. And we want to send it off on a good note, since it's the final one of the season. So be sure to mark your calendar for August 8th on that.
Yeah.
Sunday, August 13th. Oh, do I see something with dogs?
Yes.
Oh, you guys, we should have led with this. We should have started the whole show with this. This is another one of those fun events coming up at Hoozles.
Yeah. So from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m., we'll be bringing your dog to the patio bar at Hoozles at the Lakes. There is a $10 fee, but that also includes a little doggy gift bag, so you're not going home empty-handed. Mm-hmm. There will also be pup cups for sale, a 50-50 raffle. There will be live music also going on during that time period. While you have dogs on your mind, we encourage you to consider a donation to the Humane Society. So that can be bleach, dog treats, cat, dog food, Kleenex paper towel, or just monetary donations. Yeah. Every little bit helps.
It really does. We have Madison Rafter from the Humane Society on once a week to talk with our Pet of the Week. And there's always something that they could use over there. And every little bit that you do that helps, it frees them up in the time-wise and be able to do other things for our furry friends. Nice job. Sunday, August 20th, Roman Fest. I skipped some. I almost skipped something very important, you guys. Cookies. If the dogs didn't get me cookies, sure of would have. Wednesday, August 16th, cookie decorating at Lake Arrowhead.
Yeah, so that'll be presented by Blue House Cakery, running from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. The owner, Kelly Lawler, will be teaching the basics of cookie decorating while also taking you through step-by-step instructions of decorating those cookies. So she's not going to leave you floundering. You don't have to figure it out by yourself. Yeah. The class purchase also comes with a free drink ticket as well. To learn more, buy tickets, go to the Blue House Cakery website. And each student will be provided with everything they need to decorate. So you don't have to go out and buy all these fancy icing tips or an apron, I guess.
Thank goodness. I don't even know where to find an apron nowadays. I don't even know where you find one.
And then if you would like additional practice at home or you want to just keep on decorating cookies, you can add on a take-home kit. So that kit will include everything from the class, including instructions.
Oh, wonderful idea.
So, yeah, kind of continue the event, but at home.
When is the last time you heard somebody say, you know, cookies? I don't like those. Like, everybody likes cookies.
Yeah.
This is a great one. And I think that they're another fun part of this, too, is, and it's something that this is not me. This is my mother. My mom was one of those that loves to bake cookies every Christmas and loves to hand them out and give them out and everything. Maybe if you're somebody that's always wanted to do that, taking a class like this might help you be able to do more of that. I love cooking, but I am horrible at baking. I don't know what it is. I can make you guys pasta right now that I think you'd enjoy. But you give me 12 years to make one cookie, and I don't know how it's going to happen. I don't know what's going to work out. Going to somebody like Kelly and to a great company like this, you're really going to have a patient, hands-on kind of like approach to, hey, you know, this is what you're doing wrong, James. This is you're too hungry. You're trying to eat too fast. You got to let the cookie actually bake. That's probably my problem. I don't let them actually sit in the oven long enough or something like that. I'm sure that Kelly and the gang over there could help me with this. Mark your calendars. Wednesday, August 16th, cookie decorating at Lake Arrowhead. Our final event to talk about is coming up on Sunday, August 20th.
Yeah, so the annual Roman Fest will be happening on the 20th. Our hometown Rome players will be presenting their dinner theater. There's no business like show business.
Great name.
That will be taking place at the Lake Arrowhead Clubhouse. They have two performances, one at 11 a.m. and one at 5:30 p.m. All of their proceeds for tickets go to different organizations around the community, such as Jeremiah's Crossing, Woodland Community Quilters, Draft, which I know Lisa mentioned earlier, Lester Public Library of Rome, and Adams County Food Bank.
Yeah.
Those tickets can be purchased either at Lake Arrowhead Association office, mail will call, or you can actually go on our Visit Rome website under our store tab and purchase the tickets there.
You know, these kind of events, I'm always a big believer in, I don't think I have to encourage people to support the arts. Most people do. And this is a fun one. It's a great way, you know, dinner theater, you know, get that everywhere, let alone, you know, maybe 5-10 minutes away from where you live to be able to go check out. But what they're doing, the Rome Town players, and a big shout out to them for this, of doing this event and being able to raise funds, awareness for all those great causes. Every one of those are great. Every one of those deserve as much attention and pomp and circumstances we can give to them. Nice job by them. And they're great at what they do, by the way, too. You're going to have a great show. You're going to have a good dinner, a great show. Be sure to mark your calendar for Roman Fest 2023 coming up August 20th. Going to be a great event. That's going to be a good one. Mm-hmm. We have a couple minutes left, you two, and I wanted to spend some of that time because these are all great events, and you guys do such a great job promoting your area and promoting so many great businesses in the Rome area, and I thank you both for it. Appreciate the work that Visit Rome does. How can we help you guys? What can we do to help support Visit Rome? How can we promote you guys more, talk about you guys more? What can we do to celebrate the Visit Rome Bureau and what you guys do over there? We're big believers in it. And I think that one of the first things that comes to mind to me is swag, is wearing your gear. I think that's a good idea. You've got great shirts and great clothing on there. I think I encourage people to go to the website and check that out. And certainly, I think being familiar with the website, promoting that in general is also a great help. Is there anything that you guys can think of as I put you on the spot with this and throw it at you at the last second of the interview?
Well, you took my one answer.
Oh, did I?
Which was our website.
Yeah.
I mean, it is just packed full of information, restaurants, from restaurants to live music to places to stay to all the events that are going on. We really, well, Jillian does just a great job at keeping that relevant and getting everything on there that's going on in Rome. So,
yeah, it's Jill, do people reach out to you? Do you find yourself having to reach out to people? Is it a little bit of both as far as keeping up with all that, all this information? Every week you guys come in and every month you come in and we're jam packed with events.
It's a bit of both. So, I have some people, like, I'll just name drop Hoozles.
Yeah.
Megan has sent me an Megan's email great. Before saying, like, hey, look at our website for all of these live music. And then if I have one wrong or if, like, one artist has changed to a different date and now they're going to be performing a Sunday rather than a Saturday, she'll email me. But then other times I have to go out and find it myself, which I don't mind. It is a little tricky sometimes
sure.
because you have to look in all these secret little hiding spots.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Yeah, very cool. Appreciate the work. Again, want to mention the website, visitromewi.com. Lisa was mentioning this, especially if you're not that familiar with the Rome area. Sometimes I get a little too close to these things, and I spent so much time in that area that I kind of think, well, our listeners know this already. But we got a lot of new listeners. We stream, so you could be listening to us from anywhere around the world, really. So if you are unfamiliar with the Rome area, get familiar. You're going to want to. Yeah, trust me, you're going to love the area. Find out more by going to visitromewi.com. There are so many great places to stay, places to shop. There are great places to eat. Oh, my God, there are great places to eat down there. And nothing but a good time and great atmosphere. Great view. There's not a spot in Rome you could be standing or eating in or anything that you're not going to have a beautiful view. It's just one of the prettiest parts of our state, I would say. In the Midwest, I would say. Go ahead and check out Visit Rome, visitromewi.com. As we're wrapping up, I wanted to mention a couple of these top events here real quick, just one more time. Remind everybody that every Thursday and every Monday, got live music. Live music to look forward to at Green Fire Barbecue at Sand Valley. This is Sand Valley's new restaurant, correct?
Yes,
this
it is.
Their new one. So go ahead and check out the new restaurant, the new digs, and you get to go to Sand Valley. Like, again, it's a win-win situation.
And it's extreme. It's casual.
Yeah, you know,
It's outside and just no need to dress up.
Good to know, Lisa.
Very casual atmosphere.
I am that guy that I'm never sure, so I'll either overdress or underdress. And every time I'm sitting there eating my meal, just feeling like, you know, just thank you for mentioning that.
You don't need to put on your golf polo.
Good to know.
To eat at the barbecue.
Of course, we have live music at Lake Arrowhead as well that I wanted to mention, 5 to 8 every Thursday going on from now until for a while here. You got this going on.
Yeah.
Check that out. Tunes on the Turn. Great. One of those signature events of the area. And of course, there's plenty more going on. One more time, check out visitromewi.com. Be sure to follow them on social media as well. Big thank you to Coos Support Edward State Bank, sponsoring the segment. And of course, you too. Lisa, Jill, appreciate you guys so much. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll talk again next month. And we'll be back with more Midday Magazine coming up right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.